Hey guys, and thanks for watching Mia's New Pair of Glasses.com. Welcome to part 3, The Imposters, from the Masters and Controllers series. Some of you may already know pieces of what I have or will discuss. I'm starting out slow and basic to make sure everyone understands for when we go deeper into the rabbit hole, so you can start to see the world for what it really is. But as much as you think you know, it goes much, much deeper than that. Appearances can be deceiving. They say a picture is worth 1,000 words. But a moving picture is worth millions. Movies and television are the single most powerful tool to shape the slave's perception of the world. This medium is 100% controlled and used by the top-level controllers. Its main purpose to create and reinforce the false reality they want us to believe. They weave reality and movies tightly together, but the reality they present to us and movies are the same thing, 100% fictional. There is an invisible hand pulling the strings of every single part of your world, the key word being invisible, meaning not seen. To create this illusion, they need actors, or as we like to call them, puppets. Everyone you know that is out in the public eye is a puppet, acting in a role chosen for them as part of a larger play, and this is the world we know. Nothing is as it seems. I like to call this section, What Do You Know, Mark Zuckerberg?
How many data categories do you store, does Facebook store, on the categories that you collect?
Senator, can you clarify what you mean by data
categories? Well, there's some...
Senator, I'm not actually sure what that is referring to.
Congresswoman, I don't know the answer to that off the top of my head, but we'll get back to you. I believe we've served the like button on pages more than that, but I don't know the number of pages that have the like button on actively. I don't know the answer to that exactly off the top of my head either, but that's something that we can follow up with you on. Congresswoman, you're asking some specific stats that I don't know off the top of my head, but we can follow up with you and get back to you on all of
them. Senator, I don't know.
You are led to believe that people like you and me are billionaires who own and run companies. Not just one company, though, but loads of companies. These are all the companies that Elon Musk supposedly has a hand in. Now, how does one person have time for all that, including all the public appearances and interviews he does, and still have time to chat it up with Joe Rogan and smoke pot on his show? It's because no puppet actually owns or runs any of these companies. Let's stop and take a look at Elon Musk for a second. It's difficult to find the degrees that he actually earned, considering he was given a lot of honorary degrees that he did not actually earn. But it is reported that he dropped out of Stanford after 2 days. Now, Stanford is supposed to be one of the toughest colleges to get into. What do you think would have caused him to drop out after 2 days? Possibly an acting role that he couldn't refuse? We are told that these college dropouts took advantage of the opportunities of this free world that are open to everyone, of course, and ventured into the world of business. They made something of their lives by striving for their goals, and you could too. The money they appear to have is not their money. But how could these puppets pull off this big of a deception? They're always in the public eye. It's because every public appearance is 100% scripted, and the puppets have handlers. Even the President of the United States.
See that guy standing next to the president? You know, the one that looks like a butler? His name was Don Regan, the chairman of Merrill Lynch.
Regan then became White House chief of staff as the president started to fade.
Then they should give the president what 43 governors have, a line item veto. And now.
Who tells the president to speed it up? The man from Merrill Lynch, that's who.
The handler. Watch this guy's facial expressions as he speaks to the president, and watch his utter disdain he shows for nothing but a puppet. Interviews. Every single interviewer is a handler, and every question is scripted. Interviewers or handlers are trained to handle the situation in case an interview doesn't go as planned or the puppets say the wrong thing. Interviewers and puppets are trained and groomed to answer and ask prearranged questions in a very specific way. But no matter how trained the puppet is, there are certain cues revealed by body language and facial expressions that cannot be hidden. It always reveals the emotions, deceptions, and fear, but the public would never notice it because they aren't looking for it.
There's a group of women in the audience that wish you would.
No.
Girls?
Whoa.
All right.
All right. That's okay.
Can you
explain? Maybe I should take off the hoodie.
Take off the
hoodie. Go ahead.
You want to? Here. Let me get someone. You all right?
Body language is key. Learn to pay attention to cues. Even the groomed puppets cannot completely hide deceptions and emotions.
What is it?
Making the world more open and connected.
Oh my God, it's like a secret
cool
cult. Look at that, making the world open and connected, stream, graph, platform, and this weird symbol in the middle that is probably for the Illuminati.
Now let's take a look at the super genius Elon Musk.
The boost stage, which is about 70% of the cost of the rocket. So the
which cost is that? How much is that?
It's sort of on the order of $30 to $35 million.
Right.
When somebody is retrieving a memory, they look to the right. When somebody is creating a fiction, they look up and to the left.
Do you think that Palantir has ever scraped data from Facebook?
Senator, I'm not aware of that.
That is the look of shame and deception as he looks down and to the left. Why parade puppets and pretend these are their private sector companies? One reason is to hide what these companies really are.
You said back then that Facebook would always be free. Is that still your objective? Well, if so, how do you sustain a business model in which users don't pay for your service?
Because they are subsidized by the U.S. government. Subsidize, verb, pay part of the cost of producing something to reduce prices for the buyer. For example, the government subsidizes basic goods including sugar, petroleum, and wheat. These companies and many, many more are subsidized by the U.S. government, meaning they are one with the government. But that is how they get around laws and constitutions, by supporting companies that are supposedly in the private sector. What are some other companies you would know that are subsidized by the U.S. government? Walmart. More companies than you would ever know are subsidized by the U.S. government. Ever ask yourself how a company like Walmart can stay in business and turn a profit when they sell items for next to nothing, far below the minimum price any other business could charge to stay afloat, and offering free shipping on top of that with what the true shipping costs actually are? The answer is subsidization. One main reason to have Walmarts all over the country, empty or full? not for internment camps for something the government will cause, but for the staging area of pre-EMCO events, for where they will need to round people up in the event that society collapses.
Zuckerberg, would you be comfortable sharing with us the name of the hotel you stayed in last night?
No.
If you've messaged anybody this week, would you share with us the names of the people you've messaged?
Senator, no, I would probably not choose to do that publicly here.
I think that may be what this is all about.
These hearings, yet another play to distract people so they'll think that the government is actually trying to limit the sharing of personal information, when the government is actually the one collecting it. We are supposed to believe that this guy is a super genius that runs all these important companies.
Everyone in this room is inspired by you. Who are you inspired by?
Well, Kanye West, obviously. That's what you said.
So you want to save that?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I tell my team, it's like, imagine there was a pallet of cash that was vomiting through the atmosphere.
I think Mars should really have great bars. The Mars bar. Sorry.
How do you plan a business where you know, the rocket business, you know some of these things are going to blow up on the launch pad? How does the business plan work?
I don't really have a business plan.
And if you're in space, wings are not very useful because there's no air. And then if you want to go somewhere other than Earth, there's also no runways.
Must remember.
The real life Tony Stark?
What would be your mediocre superpower? Now, this is absurd to ask you because Tony Stark is partially modeled after you.
Right.
So you actually are sort of have real. So we haven't asked you to downgrade.
He doesn't technically have a superpower, except like inventing technology or something.
Right.
Young people globally want to be like Elon Musk.
Young people globally want to be like Elon Musk. What's your advice on that?
Movies about these, quote, geniuses' lives back up the false illusion that you can be anything and become a billionaire too. With these fictional backstories, they sell the narrative of how these geniuses rose to become financial giants. Movies like Iron Man back up the false story of Elon Musk and his companies. For TV movie Pirates of Silicon Valley back up the false narrative of Bill Gates and Steve Jobs. The movie The Social Network backs up the false narrative of Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. Steve Jobs got his own movie titled Steve Jobs to back up his false narrative, just to name a few. These are supposed to be based on true stories, and in people's minds that see these movies, they cannot decipher between truth and fiction. Musk reveals the truth about his life as a puppet and the strain it causes a person to live a lie completely under the controller's thumb.
Young people globally want to be like Elon Musk. What's your advice on that?
Yeah, it's not as much fun being me as you'd think. I don't know.
You don't think so?
No. I'm not sure I want to be me.
Okay.
Elon Musk and other puppets play parts in movies and TV because they do the same thing in life, just playing a part. They are all actors.
There you go.
You gotta be kidding me.
Sorry?
You're Elon Musk.
I am?
You have a 9:30 dinner.
Perfect, I'll be there at 11. Is this us?
Absolutely. It can be.
Great, make it us.
Okay. Mr. Musk. How are you?
Congratulations on the promotion.
Thank you very much.
Those Merlin engines are fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Good idea for an electric jet.
You do?
Yeah.
Then we'll make it work.
Thank you. Where are you from, boss?
Michigan.
Oh, Michigan. You're in the car business?
No, printing. Ned Fleming.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Tesla Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Wow.
Good luck, Machete. Get the bastard.
But lots of people have played cameo roles in films, right? Then what about this one, where he plays the role of an extra, just like a struggling actor?
Dick, your family now. Tobacco takes care of its own, eh?
Thank you, sir.
Doesn't seem like a cameo role to me. You can barely see who it is. Seems like someone trying to get into acting. All the world's a stage. All of it. Everyone you see in the public eye or know of their names are puppets in every sector of life, from governments to business and financial to even the supposed controllers of the money, the Rothschilds. From the most influential tech, internet, and social media companies to banking, TV, and film industry, to companies like Amazon and Walmart, to government agencies and many in between, they are all run by the same invisible hand. And now you know why they need puppets to pose as the owners of these companies that are anything but private. This includes companies like Google, PayPal, and YouTube. Just another form of reality TV / movie industry, 100% controlled. Do you really think they would open up YouTube and let it be the Wild West without strategy and safety measures in place? Now are you rethinking the channels you listen to? If not yet, you will be by the end of this series. But are these puppets controllers? If you know their name, they are not the unseen hand, and they are not a top-level controller. Everything you are presented with on television, movie screens, radio stations, and the internet for the public to see is just another form of entertainment, a distraction for the masses, and none of it is real. That's all I have for you guys today. Everybody stay safe, be good to one another, and God bless.